Okay, everybody. We got to catch them all again.
You ready it's to been try? A while since we did a card thing.
True. All right, here we go with our little bitty promo.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kazuha Oda. I'm a singer of the rock band Kazuha from Japan. And you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
What things?
The episodes.
It's been a while.
Okay. 3, 2. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And we came in on a song called, let me get it here. Well, it just says Pokemon song, but it was from the Halloween special from a year ago on Pokemon Kids TV. So if you want to go find that and hear the song, you can do that on YouTube. I'm sure with as big as Pokemon is, you can probably go to a digital downloader and find this song as well. But it was a fun little song, so it should give you an idea of what we're going to be doing. We have the 2023 Pokemon Trick or Trade Packs. We found this at Walmart. There's 50 packs per bag.
Booster bundle.
There's 3 cards per pack. And from what I've heard, there's 30 cards in the set.
We've got a little description, too. What Pokemon surprises hide inside? Halloween night is filled with frightful delight as ghostly Pokemon and their friends join the fun. Gengar, Mimikyu, Poltegeist, Graveyard, and a horde of other shadowy Pokemon bring tricks and treats for the spookiest celebration of the year. And Pikachu's tagging along, too. Neat.
There you have it. These came out for the first time last year. We got a pack. And
we actually opened up. We did not get a duplicate. We just opened them up and got all of them. It was weird.
This time, who knows? We'll see. Logan and I are going to trade off. He's going to open a pack, then I'll open a pack. Until we reach the 30 different cards, we'll kind of gather them together. And we'll tell you what we get and try to give a slight description of what it is. So Logan's going first. So what's the first 3 cards? Because the first 3 we definitely don't have.
Yep. Duskull, Houndoom, and Drifloon. The Houndoom's shiny.
Got a shiny one. So there's shiny ones mixed in.
Yep. I have no clue, but yeah.
And I think it has the special emblem like last year's. Did it? Does it not?
Pumpkin Pikachu.
Pumpkin? Okay.
Yeah, I think the other one was Pikachu and a witch hat? I don't know.
Is that what it was?
Okay. I cannot remember. It's been a while.
Okay. Sorry. So
I think it probably wasn't that.
I have a Ghastly, which is just a regular card. I have a Mimikyu, which is shiny. And then a Drifblim.
Nice.
So, and the Drifloon's kind of like a hot air balloon. Yep. Ghastly, everybody knows that Ghastly is like, it's like a little ball of purple with gas around it. Yeah. And Mimikyu, to me, kind of looks like a freaked out ghost.
It's supposed to be a Eldritch something or other hiding in a Pikachu costume.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Houndoom's a big dog with fire and bones and horns. There's Duskull, which is, yeah, that's a ghost thing with a skull face and a red eye. And Drifloon is the just balloon. That's
okay, so for the first two packs. Evolves into
Drifloon. So the
first two packs have been all original. So we got six. Logan's opening the next one.
Dusclops, which is a more clay-like figure. It's
okay.
Duskull's evolution. There's a shiny Marshadow Rapid Strike, which is a little guy made of shadow with a green armor punching stuff.
Cool.
And another Drifblim. We actually got a copy. Wow.
Oh, so then we're up to 8 original then?
Yep.
Okay, not too bad, not too bad. Very cool. So we are at 8. I'm opening the next 3 cards, or the next pack, not the next 3 packs, but the next pack to get the next 3 cards. We'll see what we got here. And yes, we did buy these. I know we've had sponsors in the past that would send us some donation packs to open.
We bought these. Yeah.
But we did actually buy these. Don't think we did not. We did it properly. But even the sponsorships were proper. It was kind of cool when we got that for a while. Okay, yeah. What did I get? I have a Sinistea. Is that new?
Probably. It's definitely new, yeah.
A Gengar. That's shiny.
Nice. And
Miss Magius.
Nice.
Which is kind of like a, well, it's kind of like a witch because it kind of like has a witch hat and a cape, cloak, whatever you want to call it. So
it's nice.
I don't know if those are any duplicates or not.
Nope. All new.
Okay. So that puts us at 11.
Cat Ghost Witch, the teacup that's possessed, and I have no clue how you describe Gengar.
Gengar is a big dude, isn't he?
If a Clefairy was purple and had spikes instead of a swirl on.
Okay. And while Logan's opening this pack, the packs are purple. And it has Pikachu on the front and Mimikyu. Right, Mimikyu?
Yep.
And they're on the cover with Trick or Trade on it. And it has the Pikachu emblem or face, but it's actually a pumpkin face, jack-o'-lantern type face. Yep. So what do you have this time?
Litwick, which is a... Oh, this one's clay. A little clay candle with purple flame. Okay. Another Mimikyu and another Miss Magius. So starting to actually get...
Getting some duplicates this year.
Yep. Ah,
well. One new one.
Our first non-psychic type. Fire instead.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It is. So let's see what we got in this one. Next one for me. This is my third pack. So this puts us at 6 packs. And we have... I have a Poltergeist. Kind of like a teapot. Whoops. I did not drop it on the floor, just on the keyboard.
And yeah, Poltergeist.
Houndstone, what's shiny. I don't think we've mentioned that one.
Nope, that's a new one.
And a Murkrow, I think that's new too, which we always say that this looks so much like the crow from Jing the Bandit King.
Kind of,
to me, it always reminds me of that.
A fair bit.
Houndstone is kind of like it's a dog that's type. And I don't know what you would call that. A sheepdog, almost, because you can't see its eyes.
Poltergeist's a teapot with a purple guy coming out. It's just a slime with arms, basically, inside of a teapot.
So the way Logan says, those are 3 new ones again?
Yeah.
So that's not too bad then, so far.
That Murkrow's got a whole fleet with him.
So let's see, how many do we have right at the
15
out of 6 packages. So out of 30, we got half already.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Doing pretty good.
So here we go. Trying to get the next ones.
A Lampent, which is like the top of a street lamp possessed and shooting fire. A Spectrier, which is a purple horse, which nice looking. And another Murkrow. Spectrier is shiny.
So we got 2 more. So that's cool. Very good. Oh, I like the horse one. That's kind of
good. Yeah, it's nice.
And Lampent, that's a cool one too, really, for what it is. I like that. That's
I'm guessing cool. Chandelure is going to be one of the ones we're missing, but I'm not sure if the Honchkrow will be or not.
So here comes my next pack. This will be my 4th, if I can get it open. Logan does save at least 1 pack,
Yeah, just for the
art. Just for the cover art, so we don't have to be as careful. But man, this is being cantankerous. Gah. But I don't want to rip the cards either. Oh, these better have some good cards. Finally got it, everybody. Watch it be all three duplicates. No, my luck. Okay, we have Duskull.
That's a dupe.
That's Dusknoir.
That's a new one.
And it is shiny, so that's cool. Nice. And with the shiny ones, even the Pikachu jack-o'-lantern face, it's shiny as well. So that makes it cool. Shuppet.
Neat.
Is that a new one, too? Yep. So two more. Ones.
Nice.
Let Logan look at those before we put them up with the rest.
Shuppet's kind of like one of those rain. Are they go away or come to stay dolls? The rain dolls, but with a spike on it.
Okay.
The rain dolls, you know, the it's a sheet around a ball that you hang up on the.
Huh. Okay.
From that's things.
Not, for some reason, it's not ringing a bell, but.
I have no clue how to describe Dusknoir. Sorry. It's.
That's all right. You can open up your other one. Dusknoir. He's kind of like the ghastly ball, but he has big arms. But then he has, looks like a metal hands and a elm. Almost on top, he has a hat. But if you don't look at it too closely, it almost looks like a knight's helmet with their arms. But then it goes into the ghastly.
Eyes in the helmet, but the body's got a face too, because that red eye in the helmet is the
actual
eye that all the Dusk evolution line has.
Okay.
Oh, we got a Phantump and a Trevenant. Cool. So both of the trees in one pack and another Shuppet. Nice. And Trevenant's shiny. Yeah. Cool. Phantump's a ghost with a like wooden helmet with horns, and Trevenant's a int with a Dusk Line's eye.
Okay. Cool.
That's got very possessed and gets it. So that's another two.
And did you mention that the Trevenant was a shiny?
Oh, I can't think
remember.
So?
I can't remember. We're at 21, and I've got my next one here. Haven't found this Pikachu that's supposed to be peeking around in there. So we'll see if we can find him in one of these.
Oh, guessing Haunter and Houndour are in there somewhere, but haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, you figure most of your Halloween-esque ghost-type ones would be in there.
They're ones that we've seen other parts of the line as well.
Dusclops?
I think we got that one already. We got Dusclops. Okay. Thought we'd got him.
Chandelure?
That's a new
shiny one.
The final of the Haunted Candles.
Gray Grevard.
I think we've got that.
Which kind of. No, I don't think so.
That's the previous version of Hound.
So basically, it looks like you're getting all the evolutions.
Yeah. Because that's the one that evolves into Houndstone.
Okay, yep. So it's another dog type ish one.
Yeah, it's a dog with a candle on its head.
And so it looks like this set is going through the evolutions of what you actually get.
And Chandelure's a haunted chandelier. It looks neat, though, yeah.
So that should put us at 23 found out of the 30. So 7 left, yes.
And we got a new one right off the bat here.
There we
go. Hunter, which is, a ghost. And we've got the Pikachu.
Logan found the Pikachu.
Which does not seem like a Halloween Pikachu at all. It's just Pikachu in a bright, well-lit street.
They didn't even put him in a costume one?
Yeah, it's annoying. Because I'm pretty sure it's all just, like the Haunter's 65 out of 196. They took one from the base sets and stuck a pumpkin Pikachu on it. Which
is kind of what they did last year.
Yeah, that is a bit.
It would have been cooler if Pikachu would have been in costume.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
And even if you don't put the others in the special art or anything, you could still do the numberings if you're already sticking the stamp on there.
That's one thing I wish they would do is make them special numbered. I know the stamp signifies them as what they are.
But you could get these in a different pack. They just stuck a stamp on there. Yeah. So
in that regards, it's a little bit of a disappointment. But you can see they're going for the ease of it and just to get some more money into their coffers. So
if you're missing any ghosts or something from the main sets, this is a way to get it. So there is that. But
okay, we have Zubat, which I think is new.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
New in that one. Nice.
Mimikyu again and Grivard again. So we got the Zubat, which is basically a bat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. I don't think we have any other versions of that one.
No eyes, but yeah. Yeah, this one's... We haven't seen Golbat or Crobat yet.
So we might... Those might be two coming up.
Yep. And that's one that I'm somewhat surprised by. Really? That's just a bat, which...
Yeah, well, to be fair, vampires and such. Yeah. How many does that put us at? 25?
I think so. Maybe 26. Got a Ghastly. Wait. This is a different get. Wait, never mind. This isn't.
We are at 26 so far, so four more.
And I got all copies.
All copies. Ghastly,
Marshadow, and Grivard.
Oh, no. We're starting to get copies, everybody. Which is always the bane of open up booster packs. But we did buy a whole pack, so we have all 50 packs. Yeah, so we're probably going to get it. We should eventually get them. And just to let you know, this pack. When you find them, I found these at Walmart.
The booster bundle.
Yeah, booster bundle. But these were, it's $20. You get 50 packs. Uh-huh. They're meant to be trick or treat alternatives to candy. Uh-huh. But of course, we are collectors of the cards.
Yeah, we do try and give out the other packs as candy theft.
We gave out the what kids came by and even some of. Teenagers, when they came by, we did give them out last year's packs as long as they came as well by. As candy. Yeah. So we did actually have them, but we don't have a very big town, so we didn't get too many. But here we go. My three that I have Delmise. I don't remember that's you saying that one.
At the anchor?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's okay. Yeah, I see the chain link on there, so it's an anchor. Gengar, which I think we already have.
Yeah, we got Gengar.
Then my last one is Drifloon.
We got that one.
So two duplicates for me and one new one with the anchorish one.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the steering wheel on an arc before. Which is... Because apparently it's got a steering wheel on the other end of that chain. Yeah.
So that should put us at 27. Three more left to get. What are they going to be?
Whoa. Probably Mischievous is one of them, but we'll see. Got a Sinistee again, Houndoom again, and Drifloon again.
Three more duplicates for you. Logan's getting copies now. At least I got one new one last time. Down to the last three, it's going to take a while. Yeah. Unless we just get lucky. Mysterious. Okay, what do we got here? I would assume it's in the bat family since we got a bat.
Well, there's two more of those and we've got more.
Banetta? I don't remember that one.
That's a new one, yeah.
We got another Houndstone and Drifblim, which we do have. One more new one.
Yep, Banette's Shuppet's Evolution. It's supposed to be a discarded doll and it's got that zipped up mouth.
Okay, so it's a doll.
It's supposed to be.
Okay, so that's 20.
Abandoned doll that gets revenge on its...
Like that puts us down to two.
Yet more copies for me. Poltergeist, Spectrier, and Drifblim.
I'm guessing
Mischievous is one of them. I'd be surprised if Gorgeist isn't in here somewhere, but we haven't seen any.
Okay, this one looks different.
Oh, is that a fighting thing?
Yeah.
And not it is...
Runarigus?
Oh, that one.
So that's a new one.
Uh-huh.
Darknor and Ms. Magnus, which are copies.
The Galarian one of Umask. Because the normal Umask evolves into a sarcophagus. The Galarian one evolves into haunted rocks.
Okay, cool.
It's got art on it.
So we're down to just one. Ooh.
Kind of curious because... It's not just the evolutionary lines, because there's a number of the evolutionary lines where
it didn't finish. There's,
so it can't be just... So is it going to be the Halloween pumpkin, the Gorgeist? Is it going to be one of the ghosts they've got left over?
Sure, we'll double check too after this.
Kind of curious.
Sure.
Copies for me again.
And we just like the one, which whatever one that is... And we'll probably double check on the internets to make sure 30 is the number, but I'm pretty positive they are. But we'll see if I get lucky enough like I have been. I've been getting one for the most part. So we'll see if that happens again. And the way this one has been, the last one opened up really easy. This one's being cantankerous. Good night. Wow.
There you go.
Finally. That's pretty tore up, so we definitely don't want it. Oh, I think we got a Lycan rock.
Yeah, the one. Nice.
It's another two hard duplicates, so that should be 30.
I think
30.
It is. Yep.
What's Lycanroc look like? I forgot to say.
It's the red werewolf-like one, because the Midnight Lycanroc, I think, because there's like two or three different versions of Lycanroc. Okay. Nice.
So that will be all 30. Logan could gather them up if he wants and put them together. And these aren't numbered in any way, which I guess in that regard, you can put them in any order in your sleeves that you want.
I generally go by Pokédex, but yeah.
And I would assume since these are base cards, just with a little bit of alteration, you could even play with these if you want to. Technically.
Should be. They're cards. Shouldn't be any problem if you do.
But it would have been cool if they would have put Pikachu into a costume. Have to admit.
At least that.
But these are one, like I said, this package cost about, no, did not cost about. It was $20, plus when you add on your tax, it'll be a little bit above $20. It took us, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I opened 10 packs.
Should have been about the same for me. So 20 packs total.
So it took us a little longer getting the full set this year.
Yeah, last time we got it just like that.
But these are some pretty cool cards. Yes, like Logan said, they are duplicate cards from any base set. But they do have the unique Pikachu as a jack-o'-lantern on them as the emblem. And I think, like Logan said, that's different from last year's. We're not going to pull out last year's, double check on it. Be too much noise and too much time.
Yeah.
But he believes it was a Halloween witch's hat.
Maybe. I can't remember. Thinking. It might have been a bucket.
Okay. But we have, if we only did 10, that means we have, no, 20. It took us 20 because I had 10, so you did 20. That gives us 30 packs left to go for Halloween treats. We do have some left over from last year as well. We also were working on our building. So when we get the building ready and people come and visit, this might be something we'll have to decide whether we want to say, like, here's a quarter bin, grab a pack, or if we just say, thanks for coming, here's a pack of Pokemon stuff that you can take with you. We'll have to decide how we're going to do all of that type of stuff, because we will not be a store by any means, but, you know, if we can get a little bit of money to help out with some of the utilities, that would be nice when we're actually finished and done. And
well,
of course, it's going to take a while. Once we have it finished and done, we will definitely make sure everybody knows about it and put it out there and put it on our website and Facebook page and all that to make sure everybody knows. But I think, unless you have any comments about the cards,
I don't think I've been. But yeah, there's Pikachu, Ghastly, Haunter, and Gengar. So the original Ghost line. Houndoom and Murkrow, which are the evolved form of their baseline and the pre-evolved form of their line. So, yeah, there's Pikachu, the original ghost Pokemon, the Hellhound, the Crows, Frogacrows, the Ruby Sapphire Emerald, I think, ghost line.
Okay.
Shuppet and Bandit are the possessed toys thing. Haunted Candle to Chandelier thing, which they do look neat, especially the chandeliers are nice.
I like the haunted toy thing.
Yeah. The haunted balloons that steal away kids and such.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
We're going to take your little ones, everybody.
Zubats for all the bats out there. Miss Magius, the cat witch ghost. It comes from Mysterious, but they didn't have that one here, so... Phantom and Trevenant, the haunted trees. I am surprised they didn't have Gorgeist in this one. That's pretty much literally the jack-o'-lantern Pokemon.
Oh, maybe next year. Yeah.
They might have had it last year, I think.
Possible, too.
Yeah. Lycanroc, the werewolf type thing. Mimikyu, who's literally in a costume. Delmise, the haunted anchor thing.
Yep.
Runeregis, which is
stones with runes on them, I suppose.
Okay.
It's haunted, but...
Yeah. It's haunted. It's haunted, folks. It's haunted, everyone. Don't go there.
Marshadow, the punchy ghost. Sinisty and poltergeist, which is haunted tea set. Which, in the sinisty, the cup's the possessed thing, because you can see the eyes there. And then the poltergeist, the tea's the possessed thing.
So you can get both of them. Get you some tea and ingest it, and then you'll be possessed. Probably.
Graveyard and Houndstone, the graveyard dogs. Oh, Houndstone also has a little headstone on his head. Okay. Graveyard has the candle. Also, Houndstone's feet are bone.
Okay, I didn't catch like that one. Nice. Didn't catch that either.
Yeah, Houndstone's a skeleton dog. And Spectrier, which is a purple horse with little...
Okay. Yeah, the purple horse. That one, beside the Lycan one, the werewolf one, whatever it was called, Lycan something.
Lycanroc,
thank you. I like the horse, the purple horse. That was kind of cool. It does look neat. That was cool. So after that one... It's
supposed to be able to kick your soul from its body.
So definitely don't get behind that horse.
Yeah.
But these are fun. They're fun to do each year. Sometimes when you're waiting for them to come out, you don't think they're ever going to show up. And then when they do, they show up in mass. But this one I found at our local Walmart, and it was the only one they had on the shelf.
Which is weird, because I think we've also seen some of the ones from last year.
Yeah, they have some of the ones from last year, too, so. Which we ought to mention. Be careful with that. Last year's has a purplish-type bag. This year's is a green bag.
Yeah, so green has, for this year, purple for last year.
Right, and it's the same thing that's on the cover of the cards. It's Pokemon.
Pikachu.
Yeah, it's Pokemon, Mimikyu. Everybody. Say that again, Logan, it's who?
Pikachu and Mimikyu. So,
there you go, and it is green. Trick or trade, booster bundle, like Logan's been saying. It's a fun little thing to do, and your leftovers you can hand out as Halloween treats. And if you want to get a couple bags, if you're a really busy neighborhood, that's something extra you can do for the kids. And it's not a bad price for 50 bags, 50 packs.
Yeah, that's 150 cards.
Not too
30
bad.
30 of them are individual.
So not too bad, not too bad. That's going to do it for us. All of our thoughts here were our own. What we complained about were our own complaints. If they don't reflect anybody that might have a relationship with us. Like I said, we've had sponsors in the past, but this one was not sponsored. We did pick this up on our own.
And that picture is... They could have at least chosen one with a darker art, I assume. I assume they have Pikachu in night scenes somewhere in the sets.
It would have been cool if they would have done that with Pikachu, but they didn't, which kind of... Oh, well. But we're going to be leaving out this time with another one from the Pokemon Kids TV channel on YouTube. You
looks
can go
to
there.
Be later from that one we saw earlier.
It's still a year ago, so it's probably from the same special. Just might be a different song from it.
Yeah.
Not sure. But it has thrilling Halloween trick or treat Pokemon song. So I'm not sure, like I said, with the music here, a lot of the times because Pokemon is so popular, you could almost find this stuff on some type of digital downloader if you want to and support them that way as well. But this is what we're leaving out on. We have had fun opening these packs. It's been a while since we did a pack opening, so it's kind of fun to go back to that. So we hope you enjoyed listening to us go ooh and all and aw shucks. But that's going to do it for us, everyone. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.